Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Dave.
You big damn
bastard!
Where'd you get your sleep?
Jesus Christ!
One gather tall alley.
This is the Dave Duke Podcast.
Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. But not before Dave Duke, episode 16 of the Dave Duke podcast. Hello, how do we do on this fine day? Well, it could be piss and rain. I don't know your full business, but I do know that you are a wonderful listener of the Dave Duke podcast. I am in the depths of the sadness. And the sadness has been caused by a joyous occasion. My co-host and friend, Fionnuala Corbett, got married. Bow, down, down, down. That's not a guitar. That's wedding bells. Maybe you listen to the show on iRadio. I hope you do. Monday to Friday, Dave and Fionnuala, 3 to 6 p.m. Fionnuala Corbett is my wonderful co-host of a few years now. And she got married to the love of her life, Enda. Now, before you start stroking yourself with excitement because you think this is going to be all the goss from the wedding, it's not going to be one of those. I'm going to tell you some of the goss, but not all of the goss, because it's not my story to tell. I'm not going to tell you who was shifting who, or who was a mess, or who done what. None of that. It's going to be a self-centered, as always, Dave Duke podcast of my experience of the wedding. There was great joy. Fionnuala and himself have been going out for many's a year, since college. And they are just really fucking good people. It's not often you can say that. It's not many you can actually say that about. But they are some fine individuals. And as a team of two, they are as strong as Le Eiffel Tower, as Empire State Building. They are strong. They're as tough as shit. They're as tough as nails. They're as tough as old boots, those two. I'm making them out to be awful rough altogether. But you get what I mean. The two of them together are shit hot. They are perfect. Well done, them. Well done, them. And from what I gathered at the wedding on Saturday, they come from good families, good stock, no notions about them. Get stuck in, get dug in, and away you go. So the wedding was at Kilronan Castle in Roscommon. Don't think that's a massive personal detail. It was on social media. And good grub. Good dancing, good service, and I was the DJ. Fionnuala asked me, When she asked me originally, I thought she was taking the piss. But she wasn't taking the piss. She wanted me to DJ her wedding. And Enda was satisfied with that as well. I thought that was a big responsibility. And then I remembered who I was, and I remembered it would be a walk in the park. And you think I'm joking? You think I don't have the self-confidence? Weirdly, when it comes to a gig like that, no bother. And also, it's Fionnuala. I know what Fionnuala likes. Fionnuala gave me plenty of inspiration. So it's going to be grand. What you play at the wedding? Right, so we kicked off with a bit of Take On Me by A-ha. Do 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 do. And then we got into Footloose, Footloose, row 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 Footloose. Then Stop the World and Take Me Off to Drop Down, Turn Around, Pick a Bale of Cotton to Rock Me Mama Like a Wagon Wheel. Time to mix it up. It's all about country and jiving. Let's hit them with Waka Waka. Hey, hey. Na da 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 da. It's time for Africa. Into Saturday Night. Into Androlane. Oh, eh, oh. Oh, eh, oh. Diggle-le-le. Diggle-le-le. Ever go to the Gaeltacht? Me neither. But I've realised that this is a very important song for the culture of Ireland and for the cultured children of Ireland whose mothers and fathers and parents and guardians had the money to send them to the Gaeltacht. Because I knew my mother didn't have the money to send me. Huh? So if you went to the Gaeltacht, I see you as upper class to me. I see you as privileged. I see your mother or father serving pheasant in the drawing room. You sicken me. You disgust me. You Gaeltacht going fucker. F you and your effing trust fund that you clearly, obviously have. I don't mean that. I'm just jealous I didn't get to go to the Gaeltacht. Because now I mean no Irish. Níla Sagam. Níla Lán Gaeilge an Seá. On Drolin, what you need to know, if you are foreign, is that it's an important song to the Gaeltacht. And if you're foreign, then that sentence still makes no sense. The Gaeltacht is like a summer camp for people who want to brush up on their Irish, mostly pupils of a certain age. Moving on. Waka Waka Saturday Night on Drolin. Gimme, gimme, gimme to Cotton Eye Joe. Cha-cha slide, Macarena. You can call me Al. To man, I feel like a woman. To everybody. Backstreet Boys are back. To Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. If I was to go through the whole set again and pick out one song not to play, it'd be Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's that kind of wedding. Young wedding. That kind of vintage. Didn't go down well. Scrap it. C'est la vie. Good looking woman. Oh my, you make me sigh. You're such a good looking woman. To the Joyce Country Kelly Band. Tell me ma. Rock the Boat, Party in the USA, Justin Bieber, Baby. Odd choice, you think, but insider knowledge. Big Song and the Hen Party, played that. Spice Girls Wannabe, Pitbull Hotel Room Service, Tayo Cruz Dynamite, Jerry Cinnamon Belter, I Got a Feeling, Celtic Symphony, Dance Remix. Want to dedicate this one to our girls in green going to the World Cup. Doot. Do 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 do. People are afraid of getting cancelled by enjoying that song. I say as long as you're not caught shouting the part about the Ra, then you're pretty alright. And also, the song is talking about graffiti on a wall that says that thing about up the people, you know. I can't even say it on this, but I'm not even brave enough. Do you have no balls, Dave? I'm just afraid of being taken out of context and then being sent in a WhatsApp voice note and then it gets forwarded and then it goes, oh my God, I can't believe Dave Duke said up the Tim Hortons coffee chain in Canada. just gets a bit messy. Moving on. Celtic Symphony to Freed From Desire. 500 Miles versus Titanium. It's a mashup that I've been playing for years. To Village People YMCA, Sad Actors N17, Bill Whelan Riverdance. Sweet Caroline Neil Diamond, The Jumbo Breakfast Roll, The Bop Bop Baby Bus, the original of the Venga Boys. I know, crazy. The Venga Boys came up with the bus before I did. Emmy McDonald, This Is The Life, and Frank and Walters, After All. You know this song, but you don't, so here it is, in absolute awful quality. Young Offenders was in it. That was Fionnuala's Wedding. That was me DJing. Everything went down well, apart from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, as stated. And I was happy with my performance, and people kept handing me drink, mostly Corona. Hence why I'm a little bit fragile, a little bit sad this week. I would even go as far as to say a bit depressed. Don't want to mock anyone who's genuinely been depressed. That's a lot worse. I've been there, but it hasn't been a great week mentally. But we persevere. We fucking persevere. So we do. We put on your big boy pants. I've shared my feelings with you. Now it is time to do something about it. Like exercising and eating more healthily and not going on 2 to 3 day benders. Thank you to Colm from Milestone DJs, who very kindly set up the gear for me, gave me 2 XLR leads, and then took down the gear for me. How sound could you get? Shout out to Milestone. Also, Colm has one of those 360 cameras. That was a great addition to the wedding. And he hires that out as well. So if you're looking for a wedding DJ, or you're looking for a 360 camera, here are 2 things you need to know. Milestone underscore DJs and Milestone 360 underscore. I'm actually going through his stories now, and he's out with that 360 camera again. He's a busy man. And there's videos there, Fionnuala and Enda's wedding. Go follow. Go do it. Milestone 360 underscore. Thank you, Colm, for your very kind contribution to a very straightforward night DJing and my co-hosts, Fionnuala's wedding, but we didn't get married to each other. Of course, when you're at a wedding, you might reminisce about other weddings you were at, and that's what I want to do with you today. The table was varied in experience. There was 10 of us at the table. Some people had been at 4 weddings that year. Some people hadn't been at a wedding since they were 8 years of age. Massive variations. I myself hadn't been at a wedding in quite a while due to COVID and potentially only having 2 friends and neither of them getting married. And other factors as well. But the first wedding I ever remember was my aunt and uncle's when I was 5 years of age. I was a page boy. And I'd say it's one of the first instances that I knew I was straight. Because I fell in love with the page girl. Now, I'm only 5 years of age. But I know that I'm mad about this page girl. And she had curly hair. And we fell in love. And when I say we, I mean me. Because I'm sure she doesn't remember anything about the feelings that I felt for her. Mad that I'm coming to the realization with you in real time that that was the first time I probably knew I was straight, was the first wedding that I was probably at 5 years of age. Not much else to report from realising I was straight at that wedding other than running round and maybe having a bottle of Coke and probably going to bed early. But I do remember the feeling of wearing a suit for the first time. I do remember dance lights, like DJ lights, band lights, hitting the wall and chasing them like a cat And I do remember the other flower girl. If I was the page boy, she would have been the flower girl or page girl. Don't know. Need to read up on those terms. But literally, we came as a pair and I have not seen that girl since. I don't know how to get her details, but that ship has sailed. I don't think I'd even like her anymore. Shout out to you, whoever you are. I'd be able to get your name in an instant by going through relations, but that would make this podcast a lot weirder than it currently already is. Other weddings to note, my mother's wedding. If I've never brought you up to speed on my relationship with my mother. She married man when I was 10. Not my daddy. That's a story for another day. Unless you heard the podcast with Alan Clark, then you know the story. That was a great day. That was my birthday. And it was absolutely bucketing down snow on that day. It was so bad that the county council had to come out and clear the road for the wedding cortege to make its way to the chapel. I don't remember anything from the chapel. I do remember the reception was in Darien's Hotel in Ballyshannon, County Donegal, and I remember getting a Pokemon themed present for my birthday, and I also remember absolutely beating the shit out of a neighbour with really hard pillows. 10 years of age, and bet the fucking shit out of this guy because he was comatose to sleep with alcohol pulsing through his veins. Now at 30 years of age, I probably would ring for an ambulance. He was that out for the count. But when you're 10 and you get to beat the shit out of someone with pillows, it is the funniest thing in the world. 20 years later, I have not forgotten a minute of it. I have been to a lot of weddings. Not only as a guest or a relation, but of course as an altar boy. Always love doing weddings. Weddings or funerals, great money to be made. Ah yeah, the funerals are sad, but you're going to get 10 or 20 euro. And you're also going to smell the incense. Oh, the smell of the incense that is used for a funeral. Oh, puts me on a semi. Never mind your diffusers or your Yankee candles. Get me a bit of that incense. And I know how to do it, but I feel it'll be sacrilegious. There are these shops called Ecclesiastical Supplies. And what do the ecclesiastical suppliers do? Well, the priests have to get their shit from somewhere. So there is an enterprise in Ireland. There ain't many of them, but I know for certain there's one in South Leitrim. And they will sell you incense. They will sell you candelabras. They will sell you altar wine, priest collars. Look it up. Ecclesiastical Supplies. Now, you're on your own for spelling ecclesiastical, but it's a very fun word to say, and I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out. If you're smart enough to figure out how to stream this podcast and listen to it on the weekly or on the daily, then I think you're going to be all right, son. Loved a wedding too, rather than just a funeral. Serving as an altar boy. Money, mostly. But also the sense of occasion. You felt you had a role on a very important day for these people that were getting married. Now, funny enough, there was no same-sex marriages in that Catholic church that I was an altar boy in. Number one, because they were still illegal at the time. And number two, something to do with Catholicism's view on homosexuality. Something I just not sure. I think they might be slightly ajarred by it. I couldn't tell you. It's mad though, if you want to get married in a Catholic church, you have to go to a man who is never going to get married and has never had sex for permission to marry. It's like trying to get your driver's license off someone with no legs or no arms. You're never going to fucking drive, are you? But why am I going to you for a driver's license? Why are you my driving instructor and the tester all at the same time? Clearly you can't drive. Sorry to anyone who has no legs or no arms. Don't get me wrong. It's not a slight on you. It's just an analogy. And if you're so offended by the analogy, then I look forward to being cancelled for the silliest of reasons. The other wedding that has really been on my mind recently is my aunt's wedding from 2007. I cannot stress to you how weird of a child I was. I don't think you really will understand it no matter what I say. I wasn't out killing frogs or pulling legs off rabbits. Not that kind of strange. Not Toy Story. You know, the fella I'm talking about, strange. Not that. Not torturous or harmful. But just a bit odd. Probably should have been tested for something. But was let just run loose with a camcorder at 14 years of age, shoving it in people's faces. What 14-year-old has a camcorder now? What 14-year-old had a camcorder then? I'll tell you how many. Fucking one. Me. I was always destined to do some videos. But at 14 years of age, when you've just made your holy, your confirmation, and you're heading around with a camcorder, it's easy to be misunderstood as a child. However, circling back, I had a camcorder when I was 14. My aunt was getting married. She already had a professional photographer. But she said to me, out of pity, nothing else, let's not pretend any different here. Would you video my wedding? Oh, fuck yes, I will. Yes. €50 was exchanged for my services. Yes. €50. To film a bit of your wedding. Yes. The crash hasn't happened. The boom is still booming. Dave Duke has got €50. And he's going to get a free meal. And he doesn't have to pay for his own suit because he's not earning any other money. To film your wedding. Oh, 100%. So that's what I did. And for the next 16 years, nothing happened. In 2007, nothing happened. In 2008, nothing happened. 2009, nothing happened. I lost the disc with Rita's, my aunt's wedding on it. Just lost it. Completely lost it. First of all, this was July 2007, and in November 2007, the Ireland Rally was on, Rally Ireland, part of the World Rally Championships. Long story short, the biggest motorsport event outside of Formula One was in Ireland in 2007, November of that year. I brought my camcorder. It was phenomenally wet, and a lot of stuff got wet, and the disc with my aunt's wedding on it got damaged, and I knew it was damaged, but then I thought I had lost it. Fast forward 16 years later, and you might have even seen this on Instagram, I was running a 90s noughties night in the Dome nightclub in Bundoran in County Donegal, and I was thinking of so many ideas. For instance, I got a big F-off telly, something from the 90s and noughties. I ordered some Italia 90 style jerseys, retro sweets, though there was like flashing glasses, they were quite retro looking. And I thought of my camcorder. Fuck, sure, this is the epitome of 90s noughties. Everyone having camcorders and old grainy footage. Brilliant, yeah, I'll get that. And I started going through the discs for a bit of nostalgia one night. Got a bit of rallying, got a bit of me as a weird 13, 14-year-old. Lo and behold, stuck in one disc. And what was it? only my aunt's wedding. And I watched the footage and I cried. There was a lot of people on that footage that have since died. And nobody had any videos of them. Including my own grandfather who died a couple of years ago. We had very few videos of him. And there he is in all his glory. And I couldn't actually believe it. I got so emotional. Getting emotional again, even thinking about the coincidence and the chance that 16 years later, this disc was in my possession. And by running a 90s noughties nostalgia night, it's how I would find it. By going through the discs and the camcorder. And on my aunt's anniversary, only last week, I uploaded it, private link on YouTube, and I sent it on to her. And she was absolutely delighted. And I was delighted that after 16 years, I was able to deliver the goods on a job that I was employed to do. It's actually made me quite emotional. Didn't expect that. Perhaps I've been subconsciously, even in a minute way, been beating myself up and nagging myself for losing that DVD or damaging that little DVD, losing the footage, not being able to actually deliver on a job that I was paid for. It's like taking off a debt that I wasn't thinking of every week or every month. Heck, even I'd say years have went by that I had forgot that I was paid to do this. But now I truly am debt-free, work-wise. Everything I've been paid for, I have delivered it. A bit unlike Ryan Tuberty. Am I right? Hey? Hey? Break the tension. This is a comedy podcast. Not a fucking snore fest. I didn't come here to be emotional or sad. No, I came here for laughs and some divine inspiration. Please stand for the gospel according to Dave Duke. A gospel according to Dave Duke, from Dave Duke to you. May I first say that we may resume normal service next week with a given out gospel, but since we're on the theme of spirituality and inspiration in the gospels, last week was about not letting people hold you back. This week, I want to inspire you to do what it takes, no matter how long it takes. It took me 16 years to deliver 30 minutes of footage that I was paid €50 for. And I got it done. It may have happened by accident. Happy coincidence. You mightn't even think it was that inspirational. But ladies and gentlemen, it can be if you put your mind to it. Maybe there's something that you never got to complete years ago that you have the opportunity to rectify. I want you to think hard. Reach back into your soul, into the back of your brain. Find what is troubling you. Bring it to the front. And poof, break it up. Make it go away. Complete the thing. How these fucking gospels are going to fuck. What the fuck was that? Jesus Christ, if a priest was up giving that gospel now, you'd fire shots at him. I need to get my gospels in gear. Can I get an amen? Let's go to some questions. Do you want to hear them? Your opinions on Ryan Tuberty. Last week I thought he was completely fucked and that he'd never be back in RTE. After this week's events, I'm not sure that my opinions are as strong. I see more of a way for him back to RTE and his radio show after his two committee performances and appearances with his agent Noel Kelly on Tuesday. If you could change one thing with anyone, without anyone ever knowing, what would it be? I think I would like to change, and this is going to feel profound, I'd like to change people's perceptions on climate change and global warming. I genuinely think we are self-destructing, but that the will isn't there yet to make massive changes. I think Eamon Ryan, as head of the Green Party, is an awful fucking idiot. Do I think he's a bad person? Absolutely not. Do I think he's a fucking idiot? Yes, I do. It's going to be very hard to argue that that isn't a personal attack. I'm not trying to make it a personal attack, but I'm trying to think of someone describe me not as a bad person but a fucking idiot, how I would take it. Probably laugh. There's a profound answer for you. If I could change one thing without anyone ever knowing, I'd brainwash the entire world into taking climate change and global warming a little bit more seriously. I'm not asking for all of us to become Greta Thunberg. I am far from it. I drink bottled water. I use plastic. I drive a diesel. I like turf. But I understand there's a lot more to be done. Although I love Michael Healy-Ray, don't ever forget he's a multi-millionaire who plays the role of a poor wee boy. Well, down here in the country now, blah, 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 blah. Man's a multimillionaire. Man, I'd love to get on the podcast. What do you think of that? Michael Healy-Ray. Not Danny Healy-Ray. He's a clown. But Michael Healy-Ray, that could be a great podcast guest. Him kissing turf and all that jazz. Crazy bit of business. Oh, also, shout out to Euro Parts. Well, now, let me get this. Someone was telling me that not only are they listening to the podcast, that their whole workplace. Hello, Cleena. Cleena only started the podcast 2 days ago, and the whole workplace is listening to me now. Shout out Euro Car Parts. That's coming from me, by the way. Cleena didn't go. Shout out Euro Car Parts. I found out where she works by asking her. Shout out Euro Car Parts. And if your workplace listens to the Dave Duke podcast, please let me know in an email to dave@davejuke.ie. Or, more easily, Instagram at Mr. Dave Duke, and I will shout you out for being legends. From me, Dave Duke, to you, thank you so much for listening to episode 16 of the Dave Duke podcast. Quite an emotional roller coaster from Fionnuala's wedding to me nearly breaking down in tears over a camcorder. Thank you for the 5 stars. If you see fit, that's great. If not, that's sound. Till next time, take it savage handy.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.